Welcome to the Leader, Manager, Coach podcast, where we share knowledge, philosophies, wisdom, and insight to help you on your journey in both sport and life. Introducing your host, Rob Riles.
Hello, and welcome to the Leader, Manager, Coach podcast. Welcome along. It's Rob Riles, as is customary, welcoming you along to another episode. It's great to have you with us. As I often say, never do I take for granted somebody's time spent with me or with us on Leader, Manager, Coach. It's a great privilege to serve, and it's heartening to know that the messages that we give out do make a difference in your career, your life, and your journey, which is the aim of Leader, Manager, Coach. If you like what you hear, please leave a message, please leave a review, and please share so other people can get value from the content. Okay, what are we going to talk about today? Well, today I want to talk about progressing your career. A little bit of background. Look, I'm not in the early stages of my career. I've already been on this earthly plane for in excess of 5 decades. I've been working for in excess of 3 decades. Now, that doesn't make me anything special. It's just there to give you some kind of context. And in that time, you meet lots of people, you come across different cultures, and you'll probably, if you know you're in a career that's has different steps to it, you'll move on at times, and you know, you'll move jobs, you'll move maybe countries, organizations, and hopefully progress. I've been fortunate to be able to mentor a good few people and work with young people as they come into the early stages of life and work and career. And in my work in performance, in physical therapy and in coaching, there's a lot of starry-eyedness at the beginning, and I make no bones about it. A very, very brief summary of my own start in life was that, like many young boys, my ultimate dream and ambition was to play football professionally. And that never happened. And when I realised that that wasn't going to come to fruition for the reasons that it didn't, then I was determined, because I loved the game so much, that I wanted to be involved in professional football. And so I set out to educate myself initially in injury rehabilitation and physiotherapy, and then alongside that in performance and in coaching as well. So I kind of worked on all three at different stages. And, you know, look, all success is an opinion. What is success to some people isn't successful to others. And to some people, I've probably achieved success, and to others, I've probably not done anything of note. But that's, again, we've talked about that many times. It's actually not important. The point is that I've had a lot of young people at different times saying, how did you do this? How did you achieve that? How did you manage that? And it's been an absolute pleasure and a privilege to be able to help them a little bit, to advise them and to point them in the right direction, or to try and point them in the right direction. And I also wanted to share a few things today, because these questions still come along. And I honestly believe that at this particular moment in time, there's something that's happened in professional football, certainly in England, if not in the UK. Now, it may have been happening in other parts of the world before that. I'm no expert on the whole of the world in terms of its football. But if you're not a professional football employee, or you have no ambitions to do that, what I'm going to talk about will be relevant to all arenas. because it's principle based. So don't switch off. But if you are interested in sport, in performance, in elite sport, probably or particularly in professional football, tune in. Listen carefully. One or two things may help you. Now look, there is undoubtedly a number which, who can put the finger on it, but hundreds, thousands of young people who have ambitions to work in elite sport. It's often particularly young males. Of course, not exclusively. But there are, as there are in all top tables, less seats than there are people who want them. So it's not going to be easy. Nobody's going to let you be heavyweight champion of the world. You'd have to earn it. Nobody's going to let you be or give you a successful position or a big position or an important position at a top Premier League club. You will have to earn it. And what I want to answer in this podcast, I want to give you a few pointers and a few reminders of how you can achieve your dream job, how you can achieve your dream position, how you can get a job as a football coach, how you can get a job in an industry that you want, how you can get to a place where, you know, you want to express yourself, you want to live the life that you want to, that you want to lead, and you want to follow your dream and your heart. What is wrong with that? Absolutely nothing. So here goes. Here are a few pointers from leader, manager, coach, from Rob Riles that might help you. Number one, and these are in no order of importance particularly, you have to advertise yourself. Wow, did I struggle with this? Battered into me from a young age was the mantra that to brag or boast was a sin. Battered into me from a young age was, oh, look at him or her, old big head, bragger, etc., etc. So is it any wonder that I had challenges when I had to talk about myself and put myself out there? No. I hoped and thought that if I worked hard enough, people would come knocking at my door. Maybe that happens. It probably won't. You have to advertise yourself. Coming a little bit closer to home in the more recent decades, the social media aspect. I knew about social media in the early 2000s, probably 15 to 20 years ago, approximately. And I kind of put it to one side after investigating it because I thought, in inverted commas, this isn't me. Not into advertising myself, not really comfortable with all this. And I let it go. Fast forward 10 years, 15 years. It's kind of like computers. If you want to get on in the world, you probably have got to engage with it and use it. And coming back to the point, you need to advertise yourself. Otherwise, people will not know about you. So you have to get that and get comfortable with it. Let's talk about a CV, a curriculum vitae. I'm going to ask you a question. If you have an ambition to be something, to have a position, to work in a particular industry, have you got now, at this particular moment that you're listening to this podcast, an up-to-date, quality CV that you could send out right now? If the answer is yes, it's a great start. If the answer is no, no prizes for guessing what I'm going to advise. Your first project, if you know what it is you want, where you want to go, because we all need to know where we're heading before we put the means of getting there into place. So I'm not going to cover goal setting. I'm going to cover how to get there, because that's what this is about. Project number one, get your CV out of the drawer. If you haven't got a CV, sit down with a blank sheet of paper or a computer and start to put one together. If you don't know how to put one together, look it up on the internet. If you don't have the internet, go and find somebody to have a chat to and ask them about a CV. Probably not your mum, probably not your brother, unless they're where you want to be. Somebody who is in the industry or is in an industry or has a position, who's applied for a job and got one and has got a CV. Have a look at a few CVs. Your job is to get yourself a decent CV. Now, I'll hold my hand up and say I've had homemade CVs that I've used myself, and I've had professionally made ones. I recommend you get some professional help. You will have to do some research. There are companies out there who will charge you £1,000, $1,000. There are companies that will charge you a couple of $100s or whatever your currency is. But professional help is not to be sneezed at. It needs to be simple. It needs to describe you and paint you in a quality light. Who are you? What's your experience? And what? Here's the rub. What value can you bring? People don't want to know about your dog, about your car, or about your beliefs, necessarily. They want to know, what can you do for me, for this company, this organisation? How good a fit are you, and how great would it be to have you with us? Keep that in the front of your mind all the time. The CV needs to be succinct. Because people have got an attention span of a few seconds. You need to grab their attention with a heading and then make them read on further. It needs to be easy read. It needs to be appropriate, and it needs to be simple. And your contact details need to be obvious. A nice smiling picture does not go amiss. Not posing on the beach in your swim shorts, but something appropriate for your industry. If it's a, let me pick an example out of the air. If it's a football coaching position, maybe with a sports top on. If you cannot get a picture of yourself coaching in real life, not a holiday snap. So that's your CV. Number two, do some research. This is your job. How do I get a job? Number one, get your CV. Number two, do some research. At the same time, you're putting your CV together. What clubs, industries, organisations, businesses are available? What is out there? Where are they geographically? Will I have to move? Who are the people in these organisations? Get on the internet. Research. Find out. See if you can go on LinkedIn. Go on any social media platform or any group that has input from people in that industry. Build up a picture. Build up some contacts of people that you see, some influencers, and build up this kind of feeling about the industry that you're looking at. Get a feel for it in a picture. Talking of social media, it's a good idea to go on to social media and create a profile for yourself, probably on a professional site like LinkedIn. Doesn't have to be LinkedIn, but I'm not talking about holiday snaps, pictures with your dog, girlfriend's birthday party, boyfriend's engagement, all the rest of it. Absolutely of no interest to anybody in the professional world. Probably a negative. Create a profile. Start somewhere. A nice, appropriate photograph. A couple of things about yourself, your experiences. Succinctly, who you've worked for, what work experience you've got, what educational experience you've got, what courses you've done and passed. Make it punchy and make it appropriate. This is me. Do not tell untruths. It doesn't have to be equivalent to somebody with 32 years experience. Next thing, how can you network and contact these people? Maybe you could start posting on social media. Maybe you could start asking questions. Clubhouse, sometimes they have business groups on there. Maybe you could write an email and thank somebody for their input. Listen to a podcast. Respond to a podcast. Write a review. Ask a question. See if there's any meetings going on. Are there any courses that are relevant to your career that you could go on, apply for? Sometimes they have taster days. Sometimes they have social gatherings. All kinds of things, all manner of things are going on. And unless you research it, you will not know. You go, you dress appropriately, you meet people, you smile, you shake hands, you ask names, you note names down, and you introduce yourself. You do not necessarily have to pitch yourself. You just introduce yourself. Find out who's there. Afterwards, if you've exchanged numbers with them, exchanged names, email addresses, business cards, you know, it's a good idea to get yourself a business card, a simple business card, even if you just got your name and address and phone number and email on it. And you can ring them up. You can email them probably or message them on social media. Great to meet you the other day. Great to meet you the other night. Thanks for the information. It really helped. By the way, if you're looking for somebody to help you with that project, I'd be really interested. These are the kind of things that start the process off. I hated networking. Still do. It's not my personality. But I've done it. And sadly, I probably haven't done enough in my life. But I cannot tell you how much it helps. And here's another great thing. I listened to a podcast the other day. And it was an interview with a very successful American who had created some great innovations for an industry in the United States and across the world. And this person talked about getting in the back door. And I thought it was all about getting up to date with your qualifications, getting a nice shiny CV out there. Here's me, look, I tick all the boxes. Please get in touch with me. Unbeknown, whilst you were doing all that, at the same time as getting qualified, at the same time as getting a CV together, somebody had written a couple of messages on social media, sent a few emails, turned up at the door, knocked on an industry door, said, please can I speak to such a body, and offered to do a job for them, to fill in. Is there anything I can do for you? And had spent 3 to 4 months doing some ad hoc work for nothing, just to get some experience. What's going to happen when a position turns up that is appropriate for this person? Are they in the driving seat? Absolutely. I heard a story the other day. A young person who came to see me, determined. I met his family. I asked how he was getting on. They said, well, he followed up your advice and he went to university and got qualified, but he was never happy. During the break from the summer break from the university, he went to do some filing for his brother's company. They liked him so much that they asked him if he'd work full time. He loved it, did a second degree, and is now in the career that he knows is much better for him. Why? Because he did some filing in his spare time to help somebody out. Think about it. The back door. How can you go and help? It brings me to the next point. Be a servant. The greatest leaders are the greatest servants. I've said it before, I'll say it again. I think it was Martin Luther King. Greatest question you can ask yourself. It might have been Gandhi. I don't know. How may I serve? We're not here just for ourselves. We're not here just to tick off what we want. We're not here to accumulate power just for ourselves. Try living in the world on your own, lonely and depressed. Nobody to talk to. Nobody wants you. You cannot do it all alone. Cor blimey. Think about it. It's about other people. How may I serve? You go out there with that attitude and you will have absolutely no problem whatsoever. Whatsoever. Say yes to everything. Be available. Can you help? Could you just do this at short notice? Yep, no problem. We just need somebody to help out there on Friday night. Could you do it? I'll be there. It puts you in a great position. Don't be asking how much you're going to get paid. Just do it. Ralph Waldo Emerson's law of compensation, if you believe it, will ensure that you get what you deserve. Read it. It is amazing. I'll have to read it again. How may I serve? What will that do? It will separate you from the crowd. Because, fortunately, or unfortunately, but most people do not have that attitude. So if you have it, you'll be different than the rest. People notice. The other thing you have to do is toughen up. Get a rhinoceros skin. Ask for rejection. Look forward to rejection. See how many no's you can get. See how many notifications, letters, emails, phone calls, messages you can send before you get a response. I've got a file on my top shelf. I'm looking at it now as I record this. And in there is every email, every letter I've received from professional football clubs and organisations saying, thank you for your interest. But at this time, no. I don't know how many I've got. I've got a couple of files full. I love them. Every single no is one step closer to the yes. It's actually how I got a girlfriend when I was 15. It's just a numbers game. I joke. Not really, but you get the message. Look, do not be scared of rejection. Or be scared of rejection, but feel the fear and do it anyway. If you are scared, you are probably in the right arena. If you are not scared, you're probably not. If you are scared and fearful, you are probably growing. You have to find the right degree of fear and the arena and environment that's right, and it can be low-hanging fruit. But be scared. Feel the fear and do it anyway. Get rejected. Look, get rejected. Otherwise, it ain't going to happen. I defy you. Go and talk to everybody or anybody who's been a success in any industry. An artist. A writer. A footballer. A politician. A business person. A ballet dancer. A horse rider. They will tell you that they had no after 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 rejection after rejection. It is the way. It's a test. Nobody is going to give you anything and everything you want. It ain't going to happen. So start with that premise. So to summarise, you're going to have to advertise yourself. Get your CV in order. Spend time doing it. Make it readable. Make it succinct. Make it appropriate. Make it punchy. Make it simple. Do some research. Go out, network. Go on social media. Get yourself out there. Get a business card. Meet people. Say hello. Look them in the eye. Get comfortable. Make some contacts. Go on to courses. Contact agencies. Look for backdoor opportunities. Be a servant. Get rejected. Look, I believe in all that. Everything you need is in there. You just got to do the work. So do more. Be long-term focused. Go and help some people. Be of value. Ask for feedback. And be yourself. I'll see you at the top. Catch you later.